Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I am the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Song of Solomon 2:1-2. The rose and the lily are among the most beautiful of flowers. God has promised these flowers of beauty to grace His creation. There are thorns in this world. These thorns pierce our lives. The Apostle Paul had what he called a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, 2 Corinthians 12:7. Paul besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me, and he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness, 2 Corinthians 12:8-9. Just as a real thorn on a rose can cause discomfort to those who are pierced by them, so the thorns of life bring discomfort. But among the lilies is the love of God. In this world, God has poured out His love upon us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:4-6. That love graces our life and heals the piercing thorns of life. We see Jesus as the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley. As the rose and the lily brighten our life, so Jesus brightens our life. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, 1 Peter 1:8. In the rose and the lily we see hope and beauty. In Jesus we see God's love for us and the beauty that He brings to our life. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life, John 8:12. The rose and the lily of earth will lose their beauty over time, but the love of God never fades. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 8:38-39. How amazing that God shows us in such simple ways how much He cares and loves us each day, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you, 1 Peter 5:7. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.